That's not on a Garrett. Ah, there you are.
It's gonna be a good show today once we start.
If we, sir, tippy toe, Aaron. That's not me.
What?
We're on.
Oh, we started.
Yeah, we began.
Hey.
Other one. Other.
Yeah.
Hi.
New guy. Pretty exciting day.
Really?
You never hit a woman until you do.
Was that our takeaway from yesterday?
I did it on stage. Everybody agreed. And then I said this, and I'll tell you this. I go, and it makes you feel like a man. Everyone laughed. And then I said, nah. I get why Puerto Ricans do it all the time.
And?
That got quiet. But
they went twice. They're like, we can't push it three times.
I got to figure out what that third thing is going to be. But it's great. I didn't know you'd get so much mileage out of hitting a woman.
I don't think it's mileage.
Shelby, relax. Sit down.
She was nodding. It's weird.
To therapy yesterday. It was good. Told him about hitting.
Yeah, you would have to. And it's one thing to say I told them, but how did you tell them?
I said she came at me with a knife.
So you lied, okay. Good.
And
you painted a false narrative.
Yeah. I said I put my hands up and I said, don't stab. And she said she had Ring doorbell cam video of me going into a store taking cigars and shoving a man.
So what did you do?
I slapped her.
And the therapist probably took your side there.
Yeah, because self-defense.
Now, did he ask at some point why she would bring up you stealing cigars in a fight back at home?
No.
No, see, that's something. Maybe you need to go to...
I told him about it, and then I said, but now we get along great. And he said, it's probably because she feels seen.
What?
Yeah.
She did...
I said, what about
what?
I said, does the hit make her respect me? He goes, no, she feels seen in your discussion of how you felt after it.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even understand that.
I hate to tell you guys, you've railed against it so long. Hitting women. It's the best thing you can do for your psychological development, for your relationships. I don't know why people are telling us not to do it. It put me in touch with my inner Judd Apatow. It made me realize I have toxic masculinity.
Right.
That needs to come out in punches.
Now, when I still can't get past the because it made her feel seen.
Yeah.
That makes absolutely no. So he was saying he's saying you're hitting her, not only opened up that big little gash on her forehead, but it opened up a conversation where now she feels she's.
Seen.
He loves saying. Actually, you should have said, so tomorrow I'm going to hit her with a bat and go, seen.
I mean, it's so
toy.
Hard for me. To not impart this message to strangers. Like today, a woman, it's Long Island Railroad. Anthony talks horrible about it. I love it. It's
horrible.
A new style of life for
right.
me. It's like first class compared. I used to ride the train.
Yeah.
And it was like you're going to Planet of the Apes, as Duke would say.
I got to tell you, now it's hilarious every time we say it.
Yeah, it's funny when we say it. It's timing. And I get off, and you go one, 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 one when you're going up the stairs. This lady goes two. And I'm like, maybe I got to do what her husband doesn't have the bravery to do.
Did you say, I see you, like they do in Avatar?
So instead, I just coughed on the back of her neck. But it would have been real good if I just gave her a once for in the, you know, and then she'd
no.
be like, what do you do? And here's the problem. It's not publicly acceptable.
No.
So if me, a short, jacked man, first of all, incidentally, they're gonna go, that midget's crazy. This midget's just running around Penn Station punching people.
Incidentally, neither is publicly purposefully coughing on people. That's not really acceptable either.
People have done it to me. I did it to her. It's a
how do you
passive call aggressive thing.
How do you
she
call
went in front of me and then went, on the back of her neck. And I was waiting.
Why is that funny?
Sometimes people turn around and go like this, and all you have to do is go.
Now, do you purposely, you know, not cover your mouth?
Yeah, purposely. Why would I cover my mouth?
Where are your hands at this point?
At my sides, like that. Out, like I'm flying.
I would think you'd be thrilled then to be able to get to do that once a day. That seems very cathartic, very therapeutic.
The whole thing is punching girls. That's
the whole thing.
Your wife just sent another ring video to us.
Okay, let me take a look.
This is you getting on the subway.
All right.
Why do I have a curl working?
Here I am. On the right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Up.
And this girl tries to come through.
Now look, is that you saying I see you, bitch?
No, that's me going, oh, this woman was in a rush, she's fat.
Is that real?
That's real, yeah.
But she goes right down.
Well, I was on my way out, and then
On the six.
That's so great.
God, Garrett's.
Yeah, it was a good time. I got her good.
Oh,
she feels seen now.
All kidding is, so that's what they said. She feels seen. So he's like, he didn't even think it was a big deal that you hit her. No. Let me rephrase that because he didn't think you should be concerned or he wasn't concerned.
Let's clarify. I didn't hit her. What I did was fix the relationship. that's it. So that being said, I've caught some flack publicly. I will be stepping down from Frantic due to protests from the women's community.
No.
I will no longer be solely hosting Frantic. They've given me a female co-host to do Frantic with from here on in.
And that is?
Karen Feehan.
We know Karen Feehan. We love Karen Feehan.
They wanted to give me a pillar of the feminist community. So I didn't want to fully step down from Frantic, as you know. I've been doing that show for free for 4 years.
Beat me to it. I'm like, how are you going to cover those losses?
And I don't have the time to commit to it. So we're going to bring Karen Feehan on, and her and I are going to do sex.
Well, I don't. Are you? Really?
What?
No. Now, were you to hit her in the ass, I think she would love that.
Karen probably loves
being punched. She would punch you back and be like.
Probably even punched a whole bunch.
Can I ask what happened to the choke emotion?
Yeah.
Have you graduated past that?
Yeah, or? I've gone on to hit slap, which is
it's like a progression.
Yeah, he's very happy. And then he took my $100. So it seems good. We're going to do it with Karen Feehan, and it'll be super exciting. I'm hyped about it. And then I don't have to host all the time, so I'm just going to drop.
Are you still going to? Okay.
And I got another new chunk. I got this neighbor, great neighbor. And
the Asian?
No. I said great neighbor.
Hey, did you go by and get the coffee today?
Yeah.
Was the black girl?
Black girl I like is not there. She has not been there all week.
So the neighbor, I'm sorry, go on.
So I told him he could borrow my hose if he wants, but he's got this bench on
it. He just sent your wife over?
No, he's got this bench on his deck, and he never uses it, you know?
Right.
Just rubbing it in my face.
Is that how you look at it?
Yeah.
You think
he's always outside with his son.
Right.
You know, and I got a daughter, so he's just over there with his son, just rubbing it in my face.
How old is his son?
I don't know, he's rubbing it in my face. You know the saying, the grass is always greener on the other side?
Never heard of it.
He's got grass. I still have dirt.
You do have dirt.
Just rubbing it in my face. This grass.
Maybe you could get back at him by buying a bench and planting some, you know, like this is the perfect time to plant lawn seed and stuff.
I did. That's what I paid those goddamn Spaniards for.
Spaniards?
Yeah.
You know, I know a guy.
It's growing in, but it's growing in slowly. And his grass is already there, so he's just rubbing it in my face.
Well, maybe he's just enjoying his lawn and he's trying to.
You know what else he'll do? He'll come out and be like, hey, how you doing today? Good to see you.
Just rubbing it in your
rubbing it in my face.
How's his wife?
She's lovely. Just rubbing it in my face. The other day, I'm having a breakdown, yelling on the street at my wife. He's in there just being normal, just rubbing it in my face.
Do you think your Asian neighbors look at you the same way and be like, look at this white man just rubbing it in my face? You think they say that?
Probably.
Okay, just checking.
All right. So what do we got? We got a big show today. What's been going on? I got too much show. We got to get out of here.
No.
Brandon Sagalow's supposed to come by. He just texted me.
What
said,
could does
still fat?
Doesn't something always go wrong when he shows up?
I set my alarm for 7:30. Didn't make it. He's not going to come, which is perfect.
Oh, good.
You know, and I today we're like, I'm done with guests.
We're not done with guests.
Not done with, but yesterday someone let a fucking lesbian on the show.
No, she was a Jew did it. Our boy Ari booked her.
Well, a fucking lesbian. She comes in, and we're all, remember we had the betting pool, who's going to fuck this girl?
No.
And then, what? Yeah. She likes she likes lesbians. She's the lesbian.
No one wins. No one wins.
And then remember we had the pool where we're like, ah, fuck, she brought someone with her. We can't just lock the door and do what we want to do. What? Oh. Jokes. Anyways, she was on. And she kept saying this thing, don't yuck my yum.
I thought that was a good line. We didn't like that line?
Sure, it's a great line, but it only applies to lesbians.
Would you, look, everything happens for a reason. Would you change a thing? We would have never had a clip of someone pissing on Adidas sneakers had she not come by.
Oh, really? And why don't you wear a pair of Adidas sneakers?
Not doing that. I wear my Puma Man slippers every morning. Yeah, you know that.
Everyone makes fun of those. So, I don't know. We need... How'd a lesbian get in here?
Because she was booked. She was booked. She's trying to promote sexual, healthful...
Well, we should have a way of knowing they're lesbians. Like, when they come in, if Garrett sits there and he's hard on the couch,
right,
and he just goes like this, and if they go, then we're like,
So that'll be the new test? Just have Garrett sit on the couch?
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Was the publicist chick, was she a lesbian? She wasn't bad, would you?
If only we had someone here that could ask her.
Yeah.
But Michael's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Michael doesn't have to, Michael has volunteered his co-hosting. Are you following this guy?
He's great to follow on Twitter. If you haven't seen what crazy looks like.
Oh, my God. We should set him up with Alex.
He's great. The problem with Michael is... his frame and the way it fills out a t-shirt.
It looks like when God made him, he was just dumping stuff in his head and it all just kind of went into the side. And it's like, no, so if I keep pouring it in, some will stick to the top and the shoulders.
Yeah.
But it didn't. It
He's
kept
a great
oozing.
Guy. His favorite character is Genie Man.
You ever see...
And we have no guests. Let's bang this show.
Did you ever...
We only got one more show before spring break.
What?
Cancun!
Are we going to... All right, whatever. Boink, boink, boink. Hey, buddy. How does he not? Hey, everybody. Hi. Are we doing spring break? Are we? What are you doing on your week off, Garrett?
Jerking off.
What are you doing the entire week, Garrett? That you're not doing? I was thinking of going to L.A. I might not. I might not go to L.A. I was thinking of just up and going. I might not. I might just hang out, take it easy, have a little staycation. I don't know.
Aww.
I don't know. But I might still go.
What would you do with six if you went away?
I would leave her with my niece who's... we got to check. I should call my niece and see if she passed her driving. Watch this. Magic. All right. Oh, there was a hand there. I would leave her with the niece and nephew because she's doing fine. My cat is doing incredibly, and my niece has, this is exactly what daddy needs. And Billy Tardy might come in. So that's what I might do.
So you get double fisting.
Yeah. New guy, what are you going to do on spring break?
I haven't thought about it yet. Give me a minute.
There's your minute. There's your fucking minute. Shit happens fast here, people.
Like improv.
When's John's train coming in?
We talked about it on Free Monday this past Monday, didn't we? Or was it last Monday when I sacrificed probably 3 years off my fucking liver to do boozy boxing? Nah, we're not doing Free Mondays anymore.
Yeah, because you never drank like that before.
Like that? No. Maybe. Not since college. Not since those 4 years. Whatever.
How'd you do on your picks for the NCAA, by the way?
I did terribly. I had Duke in one. I had Michigan State in another. And I took Tennessee going all the way in another because my logic for the NCAA was, and it was wrong, of course, I'm like, Duke's going to win it all. Everyone's going to have Duke. Fuck it. So I'll take Duke. But you had to have, like, really good early rounds to win. I did not. I had Nevada. I had Nevada in my Sweet 16.
I came in 291st place on BetDSI.
That's actually not bad.
I know. I had Virginia winning it.
Did you really?
Yep.
Who was your other Final Four? Berg, we can see you. Who's your other final?
I'm on camera.
First of all, you pointed to the microphone when you said you're on camera.
That's right here.
Who did you have in your other? Who was your other final four?
I forget.
Yeah, exactly. Let me
I
tell
didn't
you.
Know anything. I just picked, you know,
something's
like a secretary
wrong
would.
With the cameras.
Did you watch the final game?
I made it look yes like I was picking my nose.
It was a great fucking. You were. It was a great final game, didn't you think? Although replay is ruining every sport. Replay has ruined every sport. That play that turned the game at the end when the Virginia guy knocked it off the pinky nail of the guy on Texas Tech. Was it the right call? Yeah, but you don't change that call on the floor.
And that wasn't a foul with the game.
Excuse me 1 minute. Aaron!
Yo.
I don't even know if you're picking your nose or trying to kill yourself right now. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Or become a hunger.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing there.
Good.
You good? That's a good beer. So,
breaking news. Breaking news.
All right. Oh my God.
I see you picking your nose, Gene.
That went too far. I forgot to have a cold.
Big hot news breaking.
Sorry about that. Yeah, what do we got?
Egg watch halfway done today, which is very exciting. It's going to be a big old egg watch. Only one more show until spring break when we go to Mexico and rape girls.
Now, what are you doing spring break, legit news
rape
guy?
Rape girls.
In Mexico where it's not really rape.
That's correct. Okay. International waters. Hola, esta Viena.
Mexico is a country. It's not international waters.
Mexico, Mexico, Mexico now. Mexico, Mexico, Mexico now. Gino, you ever raped someone in Mexico?
No.
Daddy, get this down. Good name for a James Taylor song. You ever raped someone in Mexico?
I don't think that's a song.
No, good idea. That's why I just
said
that.
Oh, I got you. I'm sorry.
It's pretty exciting. Big news in baseball this year.
Yeah, the Phillies choked.
Bryce Harper's gone to the Phillies. The Nationals are surprising people. DeGrom shows he's human. And women aren't allowed in Chicago.
What's that?
Women aren't allowed in Chicago.
Can we please? I've lost my mind.
Did you
want to
lick your fingers three times before you touch the papers?
I'm trying to...
You picked your nose and then you did that.
I know, I committed to...
You pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you can't rape a girl in Mexico.
No, that's not the saying. It's not the saying. I overcommitted that bet. This is absolutely galling. This is what's... right now, I want the Cubs to fucking have the worst season ever for this.
Why?
I will tell you why. The Cubs removed a no women admitted artwork, a piece of art amid backlash for being viewed as tone deaf. The Cubs removed a piece of art in the press box that
great
read...
Great rapper, by the way. Tone deaf. He was in the news 2 weeks ago.
Tone Loke.
Called out a man with a Confederate flag on his belt buckle.
And then beat the shit out of him. Do we have a picture of this? The Cubs removed a piece of art in the... Did you see this, Gus? A piece of art in the press box that read, no women admitted, A no women admitted sign was there. It was intended, quote, to illustrate and acknowledge the past is history and some viewed it as tone deaf. Now, this is the thing. Blow it up. You know, like, you go to a Bennigan's. Do they still have Bennigan's? Fridays?
Sure.
And they put...
There's a Fridays.
And they put little knickknacks up on the wall.
I have these all over my apartment, by the way. No women admitted, no blacks admitted. Drinking from this fountain.
Yes, no.
Several burnt cross shards.
No, those are warning signs. Those are like you're trying to curry people's trust, favor, and get them in with you. This is just a piece of art. Show it again, Garrett. Like, you know, you show old artwork. Press box annex, Wrigley Field, Chicago. No women admitted. 1945!
I'll tell you this, Gino. That pony sure has an odd haircut.
That's a pink poodle. It's a pink poodle, okay? That dog is begging to be raped. We'll get to that in a minute.
Look at the Cubs dick hanging on it.
The Cubs debuted a
variety... That's a huge Spaniard cock.
The Cubs debuted a variety of new features at their home opener Monday, including an art collection of old press credentials in the stairway leading to the press box. One of the signs was a credential from 1945 that read, no women admitted. Many fans took to Twitter because you've got nothing better to do, and you're all fucking faggots. That's right. No one's fucking getting this for free. I'll say it. And they debuted...
Chicago Cubs won the Series of the World last year.
No, not last year.
Who was last year?
Who won it last
year? Boston.
That'd be the Red Sox, who got their rings yesterday and fucking lost again.
No, it was the Cubs of Chicago.
2 years ago.
Oh.
Wait, do you think it's 1908 over there? In which case, they won their second consecutive?
That's correct.
Okay, no,
I've got some other signs that I took from all around that I have in my apartment. I'd like to show them
to you. But before we show that, this one is fine, right? This one is just...
I understand why it would be offensive to poodles.
Not poodles! They're saying women aren't allowed in the press box because back in 1945, and I read in the article, it wasn't until 1977, the end of the season, we let some broad in the Yankee locker room. Yeah, big deal. That's quite a blow, although she didn't, for women everywhere. But now, when you're making fun of how dumb we were in 1945, let me tell you, this was 4 years after the friggin' bombing of Pearl Harbor. Did it say no gooks allowed? Did it? Can we get one of those?
Well, that would be... accurate.
All right. Just to show how harmless it is, let's see some of the signs in your place.
I got a whole bunch of stuff.
Now, these are just knickknacks?
This is just stuff I've got around in my living room.
Now that is now is that Dottie in front of your house?
No, that's Dottie's mother. Ethel.
Oh, okay.
Now, we didn't want the Japs around her parents' neighborhood.
Now that that's an art.
There you see, it says Saps keep moving.
It says Japs. Now that's just an art installation in your neighborhood, or is that just a billboard?
No,
on...
that's from Dottie's mother's old home. But we've got photographs around the house. Okay. These are all family photographs.
Okay, so go on. This is a nice little getting. It's good to have you back, legit news
I
guy.
I like how there's a little sign that says Japs keep out in case you missed. The big side, right
that's
above
right.
it.
That's right. Because the Japs can't read above them usually.
Well, their
They're
eyes
short
are
and
very,
their eyes are squinty.
Their eyes are very focused on close reading. So when they walk, there you go. Now, Keats, that's racist. Let me explain something to you. That's more racist than Japs keep out, okay? Now, that should be up at the Frito-Lay factory. That should be. Get a glass, faggot.
This one was pretty cool. We liked it. We had it for a child's birthday party.
Now, let me explain to you why that's racist. It's saying Mexicans say kids all the time and have mustaches like
that.
Well,
they do, don't they?
Speaking of mustaches, get the whiskey. Our good friend Billy, his daughter, can we get a shot of this? Painted a picture of me and him. This is me and Billy, our regular. Speaking of mustaches, can we zoom in?
Yeah, oh, wow.
Look at that. Look at that.
That's lovely.
So your daughter thinks we're gay. Is that correct, Billy? Very, very
much. And she's what, 18, 19?
How old is Lily?
Four.
How long did it take you to fucking pick out a drink?
They're all empty, you fucking booze bag.
That one's full. Look, that one just cracked. There you go. All right, let's go back to your
We have another drawing that Billy's daughter made.
My bad.
She would. Let me tell you something. Chendon, good to have you back, Billy. Now, I got to tell you, her handwriting is fantastic. It's very artsy, Billy. You must
be
so
proud. When she's passionate about something, she really calls on the gods.
We serve whites only, no Spanish and Mexican.
That's correct.
By the way, the Cubs didn't have a black player at midnight.
Here you go, Gene. This is where I had my summer home.
I don't know. I'll look at
Swampy Acres.
Okay, that doesn't seem that bad.
No, it was beautiful.
No lot sold to Nipponese. I didn't read the lower left. That's
correct.
That's now again, and I see what you're doing here, legit news guy. You're pointing out how far we've come as a. Would you let me try and talk before you do that?
Sure, but I've got endless ones of these.
Now, is this where you live? Is this your neighborhood?
That's correct, Lower East Side.
Now let me explain something again. When there's a
Tompkins
difference,
Square Park.
there's a. By the way, I fucking love this. There's a difference between something that was put up in the mid 40s when we were a fucked up country, and now when you're looking back, and something harmless like no women allowed in the press box, because what do? They talk during the game. I need you yapping in my fucking ear when I'm watching a fucking Cubs game in 1945,
That's
trying
right.
to fucking
this
yell the N-word at Ernie Banks. For God's sakes, people.
The mid 40s is when we put this up. 8:43 a.m.
No, I meant
that's all we got. I'm sure there's more if we wanted to look more.
You're saying you put this up at 8:40. No, I meant in the 1940s.
You said the mid-40s.
No.
8:43 a.m.
It was very chilly. It was in the mid-40s, but we put it up to get our point across. By the way, I'm not being stingy, guys. Help yourself to some booze. Get a glass. But doesn't it look, let me explain something. This is what's wrong with the fucking world. Julian Green said the intent of the image was to acknowledge how far society has come since 1945, which I would think to anyone would be obvious. You understand? I would think to anyone, you're laughing at this, but she's like, and she also said the Cubs didn't mean to offend anyone with the picture, but acknowledged it was in poor form for the team to put it on display without context. No! The context is this is from 1945. The context is if you think we really don't think women should be in the press box, you're too stupid to leave your own home and go back to 1936 and live, you dumb twats. Oh.
What if I would have waited till 8:45?
Either way, it's racist. What's that, Teddy?
How about I put it up in the 50s?
No question, they would be viewed as offensive without context to understand the history, Green told the Sun-Times, and you can't celebrate and acknowledge history at the expense of being insensitive. And that's where you fucking lose your marbles. Rather than just, why can't you just, no, you're stupid. It's just, they make them seem like they're right. So when you run and be like, you can't have this up, it's anti-women, and you're like, look, I apologize for putting up something. No, it's a fucking piece of art. It drives me fucking bananas. Can I say bananas? It's not Monday. Oh, you can say whatever you want. We still charge on Mondays now. Green said the image was installed as a part of the Cubs 1060 project. Throughout the ballpark, we've been renovating it. We've used a number of historical images. Part of what we strive to do as part of this project is obviously illustrate and acknowledge the history while restoring and expanding the ballpark. Now, legit news guy, you've been in the biz quite some time, correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. What are your thoughts on this sign? Obviously, it's a tongue-in-cheek.
I mean, it's a historically accurate sign, and I think that it's good, and I think we should keep women out of there. That's a place for men to do what men do. We play baseball. We come in. We massage one another. What? We compare sizes of our philanthropists.
Is that what you call your penis, your philanthropist?
Correct.
The Rangers dick holding thing?
What?
Thing, when they're done with the home run, they grab each other's dicks.
That's what the Texas Rangers, after they hit home runs, they grab each other's dicks. See, now I'm a Rangers fan. Fuck the Cubs. Fuck the Phillies, who can't fucking get one fucking Mexican out with two outs and two strikes in the bottom of the ninth.
Gino, I've got a problem. I've got to patch it through to new guys. I'm going to patch it through to Garrett. Patch it through to a new story.
All right, we got about 20 minutes to talk while they do this, guys.
Hey, Gino.
Oh, he jumped and it hit
Gino,
the
one.
Yeah.
I got to patch it through.
Yeah, I know.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure? You were talking. I just want to make sure I wasn't interrupting.
I apologize, new guy. I'm ready now.
Okay. It's coming.
Aaron.
What?
You're on camera.
No, he's not. I am. I'm on camera.
It's a big camera, new guy.
It's not that. No. Okay. Hold on. I'm patching.
Now who's not? Okay. Forget it. The other button, new guy. There's two buttons. You had a 50-50 shot.
Where's Allie?
I hit the right button.
Is that Allie's? Are we waiting on Allie? She's late.
No, that's Gargan.
Aaron, what are you doing? Aaron, we can see you picking. Aaron?
What?
Aaron, get your hand out of your ass. Aaron.
Camera's on Garrett.
And the hand in your ass. It's in your ass. That's. It is so stupid. Yeah, Garrett, hey, buddy.
What?
Try to turn your mic on.
What?
Hey, they patched me through. You were going to fucking, it's been so long, I have a picture. It's been so long, I don't even remember why we were patching through to you.
Fine, here you go.
I don't, ah! John Vucek, the hardest working man in
Come
fucking.
Come on, you worms! I may be yelling at you, but that is the white part of my face. That is right. It is me, Drill Sergeant O'Connor.
O'Connor.
Up and at him, up and at him, up and at him. Don't be raping the girls.
He's never coming.
Good
Ori.
Morning, Gino.
Ori, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. I'm here at Dover Air Force Base in Dover, Delaware.
So you went from Wilmington, Delaware, where what were you doing yesterday? I can't even keep fucking
I up. Was running an Orihana.
I swear to God, I forgot for a minute. So you're running an Orihana. Now, a day later, you seem to have enlisted. Now, a lot of times people enlist in military service because that's an option they're given as part of a plea deal. Did we skip some steps? What led you?
I knew that I needed to serve my country as we go to war against Afghanistan.
No, the war against Afghanistan is basically over. We were doing that about 15 years ago. Ori? Ori? Hey, buddy. What are you doing?
Gino, what are you saying?
You ever see Stripes? I thought I'd enlist before I got drafted. Son, there ain't no draft no more. There was one. I'm saying, I don't know who told you to enlist to fight Afghanistan, but that we're not really kind of doing that anymore.
There was a fellow that came to the Orihana last night and told me that if I believed in my country, I'd go fight for it.
Now, why would you, a man that had just purchased, seemed thrilled with it when I talked to you 24 hours ago. You're pretty excited about the Onion. Of course, there was the deal with the rats that you were trying to serve as a special. That didn't make a lot of sense.
You two gentlemen get nut to butt right now. Nut to butt.
I don't even think that's a military facility.
It's usually heard in basic training as recruits are ordered to stand in a single file line together quite close. It derives from the human anatomy, and I feel like you get the picture from there, Gino. Nut to butt.
I do worry. It seems like you're just reading military terms off of Wikipedia, though.
Quit smoking and joking!
Okay, so again, that seems to me. Let me guess what that means. That means you're not working hard, you're taking a break, and you're smoking a cigarette.
11 bang bang.
That's I don't know what that is. That sounds like a pedophile chant.
It's derived from the alphanumeric military occupational specialty code of 11B. Yeah, I was in the army. I was in 11 bang bang.
I don't know what that means. Ori, where are you right now? You're in Dover.
Dover, Delaware.
Okay. Are you waiting to be stationed somewhere? Are you?
No, sir, drill sergeant, sir.
A minute ago, you were the drill sergeant. It seems. What is your rank? Let me start here. What is your rank in the Army right now, Ori?
Reserve cadet.
It's not even a thing. Is that even a thing? That's like a Coast Guard position. That's like something like a guy that flies a helicopter on weekends does.
Ah! I will instill pride in all I train.
Did they give you a gun, Ori?
Correct.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Fox Company 247 Infantry Register, Fort Benning, Georgia.
Or is it possible this is part of what you had to do? Yeah, I just need some whiskey.
Onesie, twosie.
That doesn't even sound military, onesie,
twosie. It sounds absolutely silly. It refers to one or two soldiers. Here we go. Marching jeans.
Yeah, I got it.
You can't really smoke and do this.
Now,
everybody loves me.
So is this your platoon?
Because my name is Ori.
Ori.
O'Connor.
Ori. That's not even the words. Ori.
Sound off.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4. I am Ori.
Ori. Sir?
Don't be a greeny weenie.
Love that movie. Does this mean the drill is over? Sergeant Hulka? All right, Ori, can you explain to me what you're doing right now? Are you in charge of the troop? Or are you
I'm marching.
Are you marching or are you marching the soldiers, your platoon?
I'm in the platoon.
And you're mic'd for sound.
I'm a little lost in the sauce right now.
You're mic'd inside the platoon. All right, so... How long did you sign up for, Ori?
Until the war's over.
Okay. War's been over. War's been over, buddy. Not to mention, I'm sure tomorrow you'll be flying a...
I'm the only black white guy here.
I don't...
Spot me. Basically just a parking lot.
Yeah, it seems like you're just marching in a park.
That's right. It's huge open space.
Now,
you know, chances are three of us are going to go batshit crazy and shoot people up.
Yeah, I saw a full metal jacket. All right. Look, Ori, my only guess is that this whole, you know, where you let the woman get eaten by her own pets about 17 jobs ago, I'm guessing this was part of the plea deal. You could either serve hard time or join the military.
Lottie, Dottie, everybody.
Is it possible that's what happened? Ori?
Hoo-ah.
Okay. Is it possible that's what happened and you're just trying to put a positive spin on it?
No, sir, drill sergeant. Sir, I am just on my way back to New York City and stopping and doing and living all I can.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You sound like the drill sergeant. You do. Or you're just marching through a park right now. Are you even in the service or did you just...
Hurry up and wait.
You wonder. Is it possible, Ori, you
been
just...
Been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
Is it possible you just found a set of Army fatigues with the name O'Connor on it and you want to pretend you're in the military?
Now, this is just a dog and pony show.
Okay, that I use all the time. Ta-da.
Shit hot.
I used to say a horse and pony show. It turns out they're the same kind of animal.
Ori, Gino, hang on. I need to rape one of the women.
No, Ori, don't do that. I don't want the cub story. Why do we both
time to go to the mess hall?
Why do we both
chow
have
time? Chow. How you guys like the army so far?
Here we go. This will get us out. Someone's about to get raped, I have a feeling. Let's just enjoy our beverages and wait. Ori?
Making small talk, Gene.
Okay, I got you. I'll just sit here with
where
my
are you from? Breakfast. Virginia? Georgia?
Are we smoking and joking right now?
What's that?
Who knows it?
Yeah, I don't know.
How you doing, Corporal New Guy?
Corporal New Guy.
Ready for duty, sir.
Yeah.
We're breaking this
kid. I made duty this
well.
Morning, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't.
Cricket. 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 It's the sound that it makes. I was stationed in New York City for a while as a news reporter.
I forgot my pencil.
Doesn't seem like many of them are taken to me, Gino.
They're not cottoning to you there, Ori?
No, I'm trying to make conversation. I think a lot of them are jealous.
Well, I think maybe they're off. Maybe, you know, like a lot of these guys are, they're from the Midwest. You know, a lot of them, they're like from Bible Belt, God's country. And maybe, forgive me if I'm being, you know, a little harsh here. Maybe your face is a little off-putting.
Right.
Some of it. Maybe
you
they're wondering.
Planes at this airfield.
Maybe they're wondering why they didn't get equipped for facial camouflage like you did. Maybe they're curious about, like, they think you're about to be like some special agent, you know, sent on like a, you know, in the desert of Afghanistan during the rainy season.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, and they think you're some special genetically. Maybe they think you're an X-Man. Instead of an N-word, man.
No, someone just kept asking me if I spilled milk.
What's that?
Someone asked me if I spilled milk.
And what, on your face?
Correct.
Okay, I think they're looking at you like you're some kind of special agent.
Gino, I think we're under attack in Chow right now.
No one's under attack in Chow.
An ex-guy just came in, and he's got a handgun and a large gun. Oh, my God.
Here we go. What happened? You just exploded the screen, but you're still there. That's
Gino!
So you expect me to believe that they blew up the feed? Is that might be the dumbest. How many episodes have we done? 258? Just that's the record. We will never. So let me see if I have this right, people.
Hey, sorry, Gino, we lost connection with Ori.
There is an explosion that seemed to somehow hit the button that swiped over to only our feed. I've never seen anything like it in all my weeks in broadcasting. It's incredible.
Data bomb, I think, or something.
That's not even a thing. A data bomb? Doesn't a data bomb go into your computer and just destroy the files?
Just look into it.
It just seems to me you hit one special effect explosion and cut out the picture of Ori.
I don't know.
Why? Because the bit was going nowhere? Why would we do that?
I don't know. I think it had its moments. I don't know. I'm still trying to find out why Ori's in the military.
Gino, we got a hot news breaking story. Two of them, in fact. They go hand in hand with one another.
Yeah, I would say more like butt and plug, but we'll do it. All right. Do we have a, are we talking about the man who's, this is a great story. The guy who raped his fiance's dog? No?
What?
Oh, you're not, oh, okay, you're, I see you.
I was working on something. What'd you say?
He's fitting for the face ring, and I thought he was like, no, not that story.
What?
Did you hear about the man who raped his fiance's dog?
What?
Did you hear this?
A man fuck your raped Ozuna. His fiance's dog?
A 52-year-old Portland, shocker, those fucking freaks, probably came all over his Crocs, who admitted to police that he raped his fiance's dog, was sentenced Monday to 3 years of probation and 60 days in jail. So let me tell you something. Rather, if you're ever thinking of, like, just raping, don't rape a woman. You get years to life. You fuck a dog 2 months. 2 months and you're good to go. The most Oregon sentencing guidelines would allow. Multnomah, oh, I used to live there with that crazy bitch. Circuit Judge Angel Lopez. Now, there you go. They let Mexicans judge people there. That's a mistake. Who is not related to the defendant, Fidel Lopez, said that he should understand.
Wait, they have the same last name.
Yeah, but Lopez is a common last name. It's like.
Right, but if they were related, wouldn't the best thing to say be they aren't related?
But I really don't think they're genuinely related.
Sounds like they're related.
That guy looks like you. Now look at the judge.
They look identical.
They do not look.
The guy on the left and the guy up top on the right?
Because it's the same guy. The guy in the bottom is the judge.
You're saying they all look alike?
Yeah. Look, do you think the guy on the bottom looks like Jay Leno?
Yeah.
That's Angel Lopez.
Oh, I remember. He was in Scarface, and he does stand-up in New York.
He told Fidel Lopez that he should understand that the law prohibits a tougher sentence for sexually attacking the... Let's play a game. Let's play a game. Hold on. Studio audience, what kind of dog did he rape? Well, Billy.
Small one?
Billy says Chihuahua. Wow, you're sick. Teddy. Racist Teddy.
A hound.
A hound. Ooh, no. Shelby Lynn. poodle. You're all fucking sick. No, this guy's not an animal. He raped a Lhasa Apso. Show a picture of a Lhasa Apso. No. If I could have been... A Lhasa Apso is basically, it looks like, it's like, imagine a poodle if it weren't as ugly, but the same, it's got the same size rectum.
Gino, that's a typo.
What was it supposed to
say? The story was later released that it was a wolf-like dog that looked like a German shepherd.
All right, I understand we're doing this. All right, sometimes, if it could have been more, I gladly would have given you more time. The judge, who's not related, said, Fidel Lopez pleaded guilty to 2 felonies, first-degree aggravated animal abuse and sexual assault of an animal. He admitted he victimized the dog to sexually arouse himself. He made no statements Monday except to say, okay, when he was sentenced. Police learned of the case after Fidel's fiance reported to police that she found her small dog whining and hiding beneath the couch.
Gino, we've got a call coming in.
Skype. A call or a Skype?
Skype.
Can only imagine. Ah, there you go. It's Muttsy, everyone. How you doing, buddy? No. Look, if you don't want to, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. You're a very brave dog for coming forward with this. You can talk anytime now. Do we just want to do yes, no questions? Muttsy, what you've been through has been terrible. Police.
I need to share my story.
There we go. What happened, Muttsy?
Me rough.
What do you mean, me rough?
I was at home, and this guy that I thought was the landscaper,
right,
came in.
Because he's Mexican, that's kind of racist.
It's very racist.
Let me ask you one thing.
Once you've been raped by a Mexican, you're allowed to be racist against them.
Fair enough. When he walked in, did he yell, hey, Keeds, with 3 E's?
He did, and he said, here's free coloring pencils. And he sounds just like had one, and it was pink.
Understood. No, that was his dick there, Muttsy.
Okay.
Now,
he tricked me because he was like, do you want treat? And I had the treat and I licked it and I didn't know where I was licking it from. And then he did sex on
me. Now, according to the story, it says the...
okay.
I understand. It's very traumatic. Your mouth froze. Are you okay?
No. They did a swab test.
They do rape kits on dogs?
They
did
do.
You know that?
Yeah. Gina, what do you call a dog that's ready for spring break?
I don't know.
Pug boat.
I don't even get that.
I'm not letting
that?
This rape hold me down. I'm being brave and I'm doing comedy.
Okay.
What do you call a sad pup?
Anyone?
Melancholy.
Oh, I should have known that one. I should have. Give me one more. I'll get it.
What was the dog's favorite type of homework to do? A lab report.
Give these to Stella.
Anyways, I want to move on with this, and I want to be able to help dogs that have been raped.
Well, it says...
3 of my cousins are falsely imprisoned for mauling a woman at a black white man's facility 2
yeah.
weeks ago.
Yeah, they killed their owner. Was it only 2
I
weeks?
I want to get those charges dropped, and the only way that I will stop fighting against rape.
Well, I don't... I would think... One, you should want to fight against rape. Okay, I'm sorry to bring. You should want to fight against rape,
yeah.
And you shouldn't want people that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Rough too.
Can I ask you? Like, here's one factoid that gets me about the case. Okay, after they gave the rape kit, your owner had expressed the problem that Fidel had already looked at you one time, exposed his genitals to you, and bragged about watching another person fuck a dog. Now, did that put you, like, a little unease, a little disease? Shouldn't that have been a warning sign? I have to stop looking at Berg because it looks retarded and realize he's doing this. Didn't that put you at a little, shouldn't have that put you
I
on alert?
He was going to rape me the whole time because he's Mexican. All Mexicans are rapists. The president said this 3 years ago.
No, he didn't.
Nobody listen.
Now,
why? Why is there no hearing now?
Do you think this should have...
What do dogs eat for breakfast? Poached eggs.
God damn it. I'm going to get one of these.
What did the dog in the hard hat say?
I don't know.
My specialty is roofing.
How do you have all of these on your fucking...
Here's the thing. I love every one of these. And I give me one more. I'll get it. Give me one more.
What do you call a dog magician? A Labradabradabrador. Labracadabrador.
A Labracadabrador. Not a Labradabradabrador. What do you call a dog with a stutter? A Labradabradabrador.
No. My buddy said he threw a stick of 5 miles, and his dog managed to find it and brought it back.
You want to know what's funny?
Seems a little far-fetched.
You know what's funny? The more he does it...
The laugh makes my rape go away.
The more he does it, the more he sounds like Weed Guy reading the jokes, because that's what Weed Guy does. It's weird.
Hey, Gino.
Yeah.
Guess what I'll call my house key? My Korg key.
Your what?
Korg key.
No.
All right. Take it easy, Gene. I'm not fat. I'm just a little husky.
I like Labracadabrador. Did it give you pause when the man asked his fiance if she'd ever consider getting a bigger dog because it'd be easier to fuck? Did that concern you?
I was very concerned. As I mentioned previously, I knew he was going to rape me because of his Mexican
blood. Then let me ask you this. Is it possible if... No, it wasn't because he was... Is it possible you were kind of asking for it then? You knew...
No!
You knew he
Don't
made...
Don't dog victim shame blame.
He made... Just doggy shame. He made several overtures of how he had fucked... Saw a guy fucking a dog and enjoyed it. Looked at you longingly and said, maybe you get a bigger dog. So you kind of had to see this coming. And I feel not only like you didn't do anything to avoid it, you kind of waited... Why are you licking your chops when I say this?
I'm getting turned on.
It seems like you were just waiting for it to happen, and then you had
I
a little...
I might be pregnant.
What?
Yeah. Did you hear about the dog that gave birth on the side of the road?
I got no idea what
she
I mean.
She was ticketed for littering.
Are you looking up N-word jokes and just replacing it with dog now?
Nope. What breed of dog tells off-color jokes? A smut.
I'm going to have some whiskey.
Hey, Gene, what type of dog breed chases anything that's red?
Gino's fans?
A bulldog.
Billy got that. And I didn't even get him. Why would I? Oh.
What do you get when you cross a cocker spaniel, a poodle, and a rooster?
A cockapoo?
Cocker poodle doo.
I wish a Labracadabrador was here to make
the
that joke.
The jokes make my rape feel better.
Do they?
Yeah.
Court records show that your assailant has worked in the same place for 22 years at a pancake restaurant.
What do dogs study for their PhDs?
What's that?
What do dogs study for their PhDs?
What? Hold on. What? Doctorate. Never mind. Billy's having a mini stroke.
Barkeology.
What?
Barkeology.
I'm out of here. Really?
Why'd the tree think the dog was talking to him?
I have no idea.
He kept saying, bark, bark, bark.
Can we put this dog to sleep?
Gene, what's the difference between a dog and a marine biologist?
I don't know.
One wags a tail and the other tags a whale.
It's not bad. New guy liked it. Shut up, Teddy.
Why aren't dogs good dancers?
Because they have 4 fucking feet?
Close. They have 2 left feet.
Oh, I was almost there.
What kind of dog does Dracula have?
You know, your mouth moves like Otto and George when you're telling these.
A bloodhound.
A bloodhound. That should have been a
Dalmatian
layup.
What did the Dalmatian say after he had some kibble?
What did who say?
The Dalmatian.
I don't know.
Boy, that hit the spot.
He's got 2. I would have guessed
What did the husky say after he was raped by a Mexican?
I don't know. There you go. Teddy got it. I would imagine Dalmatian would be Ori's favorite dog. See that?
Correct.
There you go. Correct. Your mouth isn't moving again. It's almost like you were drinking coffee when you did that last line. It's weird.
Sorry to interrupt, but we have a president of a company on the line.
Here we go.
Take that.
Let's fucking find our way through this one.
Can I speak with one Dino Bisconti? Listen, this is Electronic Talking Wolf Unlimited. And
First of all, that's not even a country.
Some billing questions for you guys.
That's not even a company.
I'm speaking with the person responsible for this.
All right, what do you got, Electronic Dogging Wolf Unlimited?
Well, as you know, our services, while valuable, are in and of itself not unlimited. You owe us $20,000 for your most recent Electronic Talking Wolf purchase.
Well, here's the good news.
It is tax time.
All the new subs we got from Free Monday, we could pay with that in about a week and a half. So just sit tight. You're going to get your money.
Okay, I will say that until we get paid for Electronic Talking Wolf, we will not get Giggling Walrus to you and your person anytime soon.
I was watching the morning show yesterday, and they showed walruses jumping off a cliff, so I don't even want to hear the word walrus. It's so upsetting.
That show is both award-winning and pays their bills on time. Good day, sir.
It won an award, all right. He does. He does, and he sounds like the president of Spectrum Cable, was it, or something? I don't know how they do that. All right. Well, there you go. So that dog got fucking raped. Like, I mean, who could you ever... do you think, I can't even do butt sex with women anymore. It's not my cup of tea. I don't think I could look at the ass of a dog and fucking maintain.
Getting railed in the ass with a dildo isn't the same thing.
What's that?
Huge bush.
Gino?
It would be like a seventh thing in a 70s chick.
Excuse me 1 minute. What is this?
I gotta go.
Oh, you're done? That was you? Do you got one more joke for me?
The dog left. He had one more joke he wanted you to do.
What was the joke?
What do you call a great dog detective? Sherlock Bones.
Thank God he hung up when he did.
How do fleas travel from place to place?
They leap from the fur of one animal to another?
By itch-iking. What kind of stores do dogs love the most?
I'm going to say PetSmarts.
Retail stores.
That's terrible.
What's a dog's favorite kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
Yeah! Fucking Billy got that one.
What did the dog say when he sat on some sandpaper?
Ouch.
That's rough.
How do you know these?
Because you did that one already.
Billy got that's rough.
What type of market should you never take your dog?
Flea market.
Bang. You should be happy now.
No, Bill got it. I mean, fucking Billy got it.
What do you
it.
Call it when a cat wins a dog show?
He doesn't know.
A catastrophe. Oh, a cat has trophy.
What?
Nothing. What do you call a dog that's been out in the cold?
In the cold?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A popsicle.
You got to look at Billy. Billy's like doing this. He's like, you would think he's fucking on final. You would think he's on final fucking Jeopardy. See the gambler? All see right. The gambler that won
which
all the money?
Which breed of dog is the quietest?
The Chihuahua.
A hush puppy.
Yeah, you got that one. I said Chihuahua. Boy, I'm stupid. Dumb. Do we care about the other story about the...
Someone else fucked a dog?
Yeah, did we care about that?
I mean, on paper it made sense. Hey, what's a dog's favorite late night TV host?
Jimmy Fallon.
Canine O'Brien.
Ah! Where were you there, fucking Rain Man?
What's a Chihuahua's favorite Christmas carol?
What's that?
Chihuahua's favorite Christmas carol.
A Chihuahua's?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fleas Navidad.
Oh, because it's fleas and it's Spanish. That's racist.
Egg watch is done. I gotta take you over to new guy. He's going to patch you through to Garrett.
I want to cover this Easter story.
Yeah, they're going to patch you through to the thing.
Are we? Were you drinking?
Right. Just, hey, Gina.
Do you have allergies, Aaron? Is it allergy season for you?
I think there's pollen in the air. Why?
It seems like your nose is irritated. You're yes. On camera. That's better. How you doing, new guy?
Doing pretty good. Hey, how's the show going?
New guy. You know what it's called when a cat wins a dog show?
A cat is a trophy.
I think it's catastrophe, but go on. Yeah, that's close enough.
I made a mistake.
All right, patch me through to Garrett.
You want to talk to Garrett?
Why the fuck not?
He's over there.
Yeah, I know where the fuck he is. We've been doing this for quite some time now. I want you to patch me through to him.
I'm new. All right, hold on.
I'm new. Hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah, let's take. Oh, there you go. Hey, you're getting better. We didn't look at Allie's seat. What are you? Here's what I want you guys to do. All right, Garrett.
The professionalism.
Garrett, what are you doing? Garrett, you have shit on your face. What? They patched me through to you. We're going to do another story.
I did the Ori thing already.
Yeah, I don't even understand. No, there's another story. I think it's about an ugly duckling Easter egg. Easter thing?
Yeah, it's right here.
Thanks. Can you put it on the... Can we patch through to the... I'll read it. How about if I read it while I'm reading it, you patch me through to the duck?
Please.
By the way, you got shit on your face.
I know, you interrupted me.
What were you doing?
Cleaning my teeth with my finger.
Yeah, but you should... Why don't you clean the shit off the side of your face first?
Because you interrupted me.
I'm sorry. Go back to your thing. Remember how we started talking about people that... You don't have to leave it on you while you're doing it, Garrett. You could, Garrett, it looks like you're pointing to a canker sore to a dentist or something.
Torelli.
Yeah.
I thought you patched the story through.
You just sat there and nodded and then started jamming shit in your mouth again.
Cleaning my teeth.
I will tell you about the weekend. All right, well, hey!
Hey, Gino, the story's up.
Thanks.
Hey, I just got a memo.
Yeah.
You're bothering Garrett or something while he's working?
No, I'm not bothering Garrett. You patched me through to him, and he looked like he... You ever, like, go on a weekend trip and you forget your toothbrush, so you try and brush your teeth with your finger?
No, I'm not a boy raised in a welfare house.
Okay, well, whatever. That's what it looked like.
Well, you can't... He's,
well, I don't know what he's doing.
The show. You can't be all over these guys.
I'm not. Look, I'm trying. They sent me through, and I'm staring at him.
You're
doing.
Telling him he's got shit on his mouth.
He had shit on
fucking
his mouth.
Grounds for harassment. You can't fucking curse at people like that.
Shouldn't you be picking your nose or something?
I'm trying to run this show right now and clean up your mess.
I'm sorry. I didn't even say anything.
Don't tell me you're sorry. Fucking tell the guys in the booth.
How does my hair already get weird? I'm sorry, guys in the booth, that I'm not letting you pick your teeth or patch me through to Allie's empty chair who's out of the office. Better?
Thank you.
new guy, be good?
Acceptable.
All right. Can we get to the story?
And also maybe fucking tell me when I'm on the camera so I don't pick my nose. I'm a sex symbol, you know.
Why don't you just not pick your nose for 1 hour a day and then you're well, okay,
do you know
let's
how dry
say
it is
one,
and pollen and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I
get
know.
The best snots in here because they get wetter than at home. At home they're just dry and then I gotta throw them at the side of the couch and hope my wife vacuums.
I know. I understand. I accidentally rushed it, went two knuckles deep. It was very a supermarket has apologized after it was accused of selling racist Easter chocolates. This is where we live. Welcome to 2019, people.
Gino, I have it right here.
What's that?
Look. Look over here.
I hate the new guy, and that's a compliment to him. All right. Do you see this? Okay, if you look at these, this is how they were sold. They were selling a trio, that means three, of ducklings. White, being right. Milk, and dark chocolate, okay? So the milk chocolate is on the left, the white is in the middle, and they made it yellow, and the dark chocolate was given a different name. These are the three names, Fluffy, Crispy, and Ugly. Now, let me explain something. And first of all, judging by the coloring on that one, it should be Ori, but I'm gonna say ugly. So, of course, people are like, we can be offended because they're saying black people are ugly. No. I jerk off to Tyra Banks or Tyra, whatever that monkey's name is, she's hot. But this says Easter
jokes
duck.
Jokes written by Duke.
Wait, isn't the yellow one a hunger?
No, the yellow one is a fluffy white chocolate one. Easter ducklings were pulled from sale so that the packaging could be redesigned. That led a customer to share that picture of the, well, this is obviously from the UK. You know, how much would you pay for those three Easter ducklings?
£7.99.
I don't know who that is, but that is exactly correct.
In for a pence, in for a pound.
In for a pence. Now, who are we speaking with right now?
It's me.
BBC News guy?
The British Blue Channel.
Yeah. Okay. They complained. They said it was racist. Writing on Twitter, they said, crispy, fluffy, and ugly trio of Easter ducklings at this place. Ugly is the dark one on the right. Overheard women saying, that is not right. I agree. Doesn't look good at all. Thousands of other options. Why ugly? All right, I'm going to tell you why ugly. There's a book called The Ugly Duckling that your parents didn't read you because they're fucking terrible parents who are so worried about fucking being politically correct that they don't sit their kid down and know that the word parent is a verb. Ugly Duckingling is a beautiful story about
Duckingling. How... Duckingling.
What did I say?
Duckingling.
I did say duckingling.
Gino.
I was hoping nobody noticed, duck. But everyone said it at once.
Hello, governor.
All right, here's the thing.
Quack.
Here's the thing. You may have had to wait an entire hour.
Give me your
hour,
pocketbook, Nigel.
But it's already worth it.
Give me your pocketbook.
I would throw away the entire previous 60 minutes for this right now.
Hello. Quack,
hello.
Quack.
Now, let me ask you.
If it walks like a duck right. And quacks like a duck, it's probably black.
No. That makes no sense. All right, let me ask you something.
Have you seen me, kids? Because I haven't either. See, I left to go get cigarettes and found happiness.
Now, let me ask you, English ugly duckling.
We slept with a white lady in Liverpool.
Now, duckling, can I call you duckling or should
yeah,
it just be
I've
duck?
Got vitiligo.
You do. Now you remember what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Now, everyone is up in arms about this fact that... That's what ducks do. Everyone's up in arms at the fact that you're packaged with these two other ducks.
I don't want to be here. Look at this one in front of me. Oh, ooh, pay me taxes.
Now, that's the yellow, white chocolate, fluffy duckling.
That's correct. Oh, one percenter.
But now, let me ask you, the moniker, the nickname, the ugly duckling.
Whoa! Easy on the N-word there, mate.
I said ugly.
I'm not your knicker.
Knicker, please. I said ugly duckling.
You now, said moniker.
But isn't it simply the fact that they're tying into the children's story of the ugly
they're
duckling?
They're making fun of me because I'm black and a thief with a prison record who doesn't pay his bills, doesn't take care of his children, and smokes crack rocks.
You could have stopped it black. You could have stopped it black.
All right.
You added several things that no one needed.
I was in a movie with Brad Pitt.
What was that called?
Snatch.
Snatch?
Snatch.
Which one were you?
The black one.
Okay, there you go. Tyrone, you lucky bastard. One of the best movies ever. All right, so is it possible that people are just... Okay. Is it possible that if people are just up in arms for no reason, looking for something to have a problem with when they were actually making you the best of all the ducklings because the ugly duckling was the one that turned into the beautiful swan?
I think that the issue is a lot of people don't realize that if you're a duck and you dip yourself in the river of iniquity,
no, we're not doing
sometimes
that.
Your
not
tone will come out pink.
That's not exactly. Yeah, why are you pink in spots? That's
I
weird.
Like it. I'm fucking, it makes me want to eat chocolate looking at me. Did you eat any chocolate today?
I did not eat any chocolate. But
if I wasn't £7.99,
right.
I'd buy me.
Now, let me ask you this. And this is another...
Yes, we are imprisoned at an inordinate rate.
That's not what I'm asking. All now, right. And I will ask everyone in the studio or any listeners.
Yes, our cocks are huge.
Now, that's... It's like a rudder when you swim. Of all the chocolates, if you had to list them in order, like from...
Sickle cell chocolatier.
That's not a thing. White chocolate... Milk chocolate and dark chocolate. What is by far the best?
Milk.
Dark chocolate is
no,
the best.
Milk. Milk. Milk.
Yes,
white.
But dark chocolate.
Dark is last.
Dark chocolate is better than milk chocolate.
No, dark is shit. It's for old people.
Are you nuts? New guy.
Milk.
What's the better chocolate, dark or milk? All right.
Milk.
Dark chocolate. First of all, dark. Go to Boston and work on winning your third fucking game of the year.
Are you talking about?
All right, well, that's gonna be the next fucking poll on the thing.
It's all right if you're wrong. Sometimes you're wrong. Look, I was wrong when I went in and stabbed those four people to steal one toothbrush. I was wrong, and I learned that in prison over 15 years.
Again, you're volunteering information no one asked you. You're kind of proving that you are the black duckling of them all here. It's kind of...
You got to know when you're right and when you're wrong. Yes. When I went into that house, lit it ablaze for £17 yeah. as a favor to a gambling friend of mine.
Right, sure.
Raped seven women.
What?
And then took a nightstick and beat four children because it's in me blood.
Right.
I was wrong.
Right, but no one was asking you that. We're just asking. That makes it all better. By the way, do you know who wrote The Ugly Duckling?
Yes, Huckleberry Finn.
Okay. He's a fictional character, too. He's like the Ugly Duckling. He's not actually...
Taylor Swift.
No, that's... No, and it's not...
James Jones.
It is Hans Christian Andersen. That is correct. Hans Christian... This
I'm
guy's
Hans
on fire.
Hans Christian
He should be on
Andersen.
Retard Jeopardy. What? I talked on you. What?
Hmm?
All right, look, I'm just saying, is it possible that people are just overreacting to everything? Like, it,
I think people need to find out that parenting is a verb.
Thank you very much, and dip their toe in the suck a dick. All right, look, if you could change your name from Ugly, what would you make your name then so they can just move forward with this?
P. Diddy.
P. Ducky.
Sure.
I don't know. I
oh,
don't
wait.
What's that?
Someone has just come in that's an ex-military person and has a weapon. I hope everything is okay in this store.
Well, don't worry. It'll just blow up and come back to me, so you'll be fine.
What is going on? Oh, no. Look out, everybody. Hello. Hey, Gene.
What happened? There was no bullets or anything.
Huh?
There was no bullets or anything.
I don't... Something happened. We lost a feed or something.
Ah, see, because that's what would actually happen.
Mail it in Thursdays. Now on Wednesdays.
Catch us
one day earlier.
I think you'll see this was just absolutely fine.
All right. Good show overall.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
God, I need a haircut already. Got to go back to my boy Kenny Warren. What's
I'm
that?
In Weehawken tonight. What are you doing?
You're in Weehawken?
Yeah.
That's not that bar we did two weeks ago, right?
No, I'm at House of Q. Me and Kevin Brennan are going to turn it up.
Ah, that's fucking awesome.
I'm getting there early. I said, come, the barbecue's great. And he said, I'm not an N-word. Barbecue doesn't sell me.
You shouldn't say that he said that. You shouldn't.
I have it on the text right here.
You do not.
Yeah.
Why are you doxing?
Show it to the guys.
Did he write, did he say N-word or did he?
Yeah.
Did he use the non-hyphenated form?
Hang on.
Irish. What would be
showing it to Garrett.
I'm looking at his face.
It's pretty real.
Confirmed.
I said, get there early. The barbecue's great. And then he said, I'm not an N-word. Barbecue's not a selling point.
I didn't.
And then I said, free Hennessy? Free mint cigarettes? Cheap barbecue, fist fights, shortened prison term, see your kids.
Did he,
meet your kids, free lotto scratch-offs.
Is he going to show up, you think? Didn't he cancel on us last
sickle
time?
Sickle cell medicine,
didn't
insulin.
He
said he's confirmed.
Did he write keeds with three E's?
No, we'll be at the House of Q in Weehawken, and I'm getting there early. The brisket is phenomenal. If you get tickets, you get a free appetizer. That's how you know the comedy's good.
Just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem like they jive together.
I don't know why they're doing that, but it's interesting. And I should be on by 9, and I'll do half an hour, and then I'll get home.
The House of Q. Did you ever get the date from our boy in Philly about that thing, or no?
No. Did you sort out the other thing?
No, but the show's coming soon. So many shows. If I plug one thing, fuck it. It'll be our fucking In Hot Water Live coming up May 5th in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And we the show that was just announced, Comedians of the Compound.
Yeah, that's in June.
Yeah, but it's just a fun thing to do because we announced it yesterday.
Right. Mike Figgs was upset that he's not asked to be
I don't
the
think
show.
They were really upset. You know who started that whole rumor, if you're following it on Twitter? Michael Gavin, who they just poured fucking flesh into his body and he's like a weeble.
Yeah.
He's like, you should add, he's just naming 90 people. And our boy in between texting you racial fucking slurs said, yeah, so everyone can make $20 fucking dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. Comedians of the Compound, June 28th at Governor's.
All right, we got to go. What are you doing today?
Today?
Drinking.
Probably having a drink and finishing my taxes. I got nothing tonight, thank God.
Gonna I got to go mail my taxes. Do you got to send money to the government?
Yeah, I'm going to have to send them a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. Not as much as you, because you and your wife have a household income of $250,012.
Yeah. We, got to send taxes in. Make sure you send them in. Once you send them in, you're allowed to be way more conservative than you were before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because once you send them in, then you're like, where's all our money going?
No, it's so true.
Whenever you see someone with an EBT card, you go, I paid for that.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your lunch I bought you.
I like to sit.
You scraggly mixtape person.
I like to sit in the checkout line the first Friday of the month just yelling, you're welcome, every time the cash register dings.
All right, we got to go. Shout out to Brendan Sagalow, who didn't make it today.
Motherfucker.
That's all. Bye.
Morning's next.